Let's get started.
Your intros seem to be getting slightly better.
Oh, Lord. Thanks for the compliment,
back.
Tom.
Take thanks that
for,
back.
Thanks for that compliment,
shut
Tom.
Shut up. No. Then you have that.
Yeah. So,
this is episode 6 of the SCF podcast.
Woo! Yay! Shut up, Michael.
Just let me introduce everybody, and then you guys can fight. But I'm Colton, if you didn't already know that. I'm here with Mike.
What's up, bitches?
Tom.
Hello.
And Josh.
Yeah. Good whatever time you are.
You sound so happy.
Is that how you want to start the podcast off, Josh?
What?
Oh, never mind.
What's up, Josh?
Okay. Yeah, what's up, Josh?
He's just bitter and angry because he's going to turn 1 year older.
I don't know about bitter. I think it's just whatever.
Well, for those of you who don't know, Josh's birthday is coming up.
It is.
It's no different, don't worry.
Yeah.
It's just the same old cake and cheese.
What
the fuck?
Come on.
I'm sorry, but that does that? Deserve... I usually don't like to swear so much, but seriously, that deserved a what the fuck.
Shut up.
I thought it was pronounced cheesecake.
Cheesecake.
Yeah.
Joshua doesn't like white cheese for some reason.
Is that a problem?
I just don't get it. What's the difference? It's the same thing as yellow cheese, only
you...
white.
Okay, here's a question for you. Do you like squash?
I've never tasted it, so I couldn't say.
Okay, do you like peaches?
Never tasted it.
Peaches are good.
They are good. They are good, but... Okay, what don't you like to eat?
Vegetables.
I don't know. I do hate broccoli.
Okay, then shut the hell up. If you can hate something, I can hate something, so shut your mouth.
Yeah, but with broccoli, I could eat it with soup, but by itself, it's like, ugh.
I can eat broccoli on its own.
Well, that's because you're weird.
I'm not weird. I just can take more stuff than you.
Ooh.
Calling him out.
That's not nice, Josh. Anyway.
Let's get back on track.
What track?
Oh, my God. Seriously, dude.
You have to know that. I just say it to annoy you now.
At this point, I have to assume that you are just doing that for that reason. Because... What were we even talking about before? We were talking about my birthday.
Yeah.
Some raisin.
Raisin.
Raisins.
For some raisins, we were talking about my birthday.
No, we were asking how you are. You sound like a bad mood.
You sounded like you're in a bad mood.
I maybe I am in a bad mood. I don't know. I don't
Joshua,
know.
You're
Talk
always in a bad mood.
Yeah,
I'm not
tell us.
Always
what's
in
up?
A bad mood.
Come on.
Don't know. Just Michael's being an asshole.
No. Don't worry.
You're like the emo people.
We'll play some Left 4 Dead 2 later, and then we'll just leave.
But I'm joking. Obviously, I'm joking. Obviously, come on, calm down. Jesus,
we don't have to go back and revive him.
We don't. I'm probably gonna leave him. We'll probably play Left 4 Dead 2, and I'll just leave him to die at like the last second.
Yep.
You guys are assholes.
But we'll seriously, I don't know.
Wait. Speaking of assholes, I heard the podcast from this week, and you guys made fun of my Twitter followers.
Well, Michael, we gotta make fun of your Twitter followers. Well, they had to. I wasn't there, but they...
You don't even have Twitter followers, so we can't really make fun of them.
I'm his Twitter follower. I don't know why.
You should unfollow him.
I think I'm going to. I'm gonna do that right now, actually.
You guys suck, man. I need more followers.
How do we suck? We're not the one with one follower that happens to be our podcast.
The podcast, I don't even think the podcast follows me.
Well,
yeah, I haven't been on
the podcast has a mind of its own.
Yeah, I haven't been on it. I've been on my one. I haven't been on that one.
Wow.
I don't even use Twitter. Twitter sucks.
It's all right.
Twitter's not that bad.
But it's stupid.
It passes the time.
Yep. Like, I think John CJG did it best in one of his season finales to Arvin the Chief when he said, do we really need to know every time you take a shit? Because I'm pretty sure there's someone on Twitter who literally tweets every time they take a shit. It's like, sorry, why do we need to know
that's
that?
That's my fault.
I know, I do.
It's like, we don't need to know, I went to the groceries. I went to the bathroom. I took a shit. I ordered my ravioli. I left the restaurant. I went to sleep.
I saw a good thing about it as well. It said it was Twitter's for the Facebook statuses you'd never post.
What?
That's actually a good analogy.
But yeah. What would you post on Facebook?
Well, no, because you know it. I don't know. You usually post like something if you've got like something really good for like a status, but you wouldn't post everything that you do.
That sounds like BS.
Speak for yourself.
Yes.
Okay, here I'm reading a random Facebook stats here. Oh my god, guys, I can't decide if I want green Crocs or yellow Crocs. Ugh, I need to find out fast so I can look good while go frog hunting tomorrow. Ugh, life is so hard sometimes. What the fuck? This is like the first Facebook status on my like feed. I'm like, what is this?
Who the hell are you friends with?
I don't. This is like someone from my high school.
Apparently, Southern people.
I'm gonna assume because like green Crocs and frog hunting. Who the hell goes frog hunting?
Well, that's better than my feed because all the people on my feed just post quotes and they don't say who the quote's from.
That is true. I have a lot of that. Mostly it's like music quotes.
Yeah.
Is it like motivational ones?
No, they're just whatever.
Hey. Well, for me, it's motivational ones.
Okay, here's the first one on my feed. Moving the goats, smiley face.
What?
You know, I shouldn't be surprised by that.
Well, I live in the South, so.
Yeah. Wait, here's another one. Old white women drove past me blasting niggas in Paris. What has this world come to?
Nice. That's a good one. I like that.
That deserves a retweet.
It's not even a tweet. It's a Facebook comment.
Then share it.
I'm not going to share it. Anyway. If you haven't noticed, I haven't been posting names on who these guys are.
I haven't
seen. Oh, yeah, because of the little incident with Colin and his shadow broker's ways.
Yeah, freaking Colin is the shadow broker. We have determined that is the facts.
You should change your name to the shadow broker now.
Sure. Colin Apple Broker swag.
It flows so well.
I didn't have weird statuses like that. All of mine are like normal.
What is yours like? I drunk a beer, and then I drunk another beer.
No.
Then happy I ate some tea crumpets.
Not really.
Nah, dude. Freaking Tom. I think he's like a
closet. I went to go save the queen.
I think he's a closet alcoholic, honestly.
I'm really not. I rarely drink.
That's bullshit.
You're bullshitting me.
No. We were recording a Let's Play for Halo Reach, and this dude. Like all he like we barely even talked, which kind of sucked. But most of the times he would talk just to say, "I'm gonna go get another beer."
Yeah, that was my.
That's
day
all
off,
he said.
It was my day off.
It was your day off, so I was like, "Oh, I'm just gonna drink beer."
Yeah,
all day.
Right, I earned it.
You earned it.
I did.
Did you fight in a war?
No.
Then you don't
beat up
it.
Some Nazis.
No, I just went to work. Well,
where do you work?
Doesn't matter.
We can always ask Colton. He knows where he works.
Yes, he does.
I mean, if you're just pencil pushing, then whatever.
Nope.
But as doing what? Doing what?
I cook.
You cook at a supermarket?
Yep.
This doesn't make any sense.
You sure this is not a deli?
No. Yeah. No. There is a deli there, but I on the section where we cook chicken.
You sound like a
shop.
Okay.
I get it.
Sound like a what?
A ShopRite. ShopRite does that shit too.
ShopRite?
What is that?
Yeah.
What the hell is ShopRite?
That it's like the cheap stores where all the ghetto sites have them.
ShopRite.
No. I've never heard of, bro.
I've never heard of ShopRite. I know of Rite Aid, but not ShopRite.
Dude, then you never visit our stores.
Colton, you're a moron. he freaking, in the link dump, he's freaking putting wikipedia.org/chicken. Who the hell is gonna freaking click that thing?
Who the hell doesn't know what chicken is?
Places without chicken.
You gotta be a fucking vegan in order to know what that is.
I'm pretty sure.
I'm sure they still know what it is.
Wait, what?
I'm sure they still know.
I said you have to be like a vegan to not know what that is.
I'm sure they still know what chicken is, though.
Oh, what do you know? There is something called ShopRite.
I told you, Josh, there was a ShopRite.
Well, I never heard of it, okay? Excuse me.
Bullshit.
Sorry, we're not as ghetto as you, Mike.
Yeah, well, excuse us that we're not as deprived and poor as you.
Don't have to shop it.
Anyways, today's Sunday, actually. We're supposedly recording.
We always
record
on Sunday.
What? You don't say.
This
tell
is
us
another,
more about how we record on Sunday.
Shut up, Joshua. Listen, this is another special occasion because it's the return of football.
Silence.
The NFL has come back,
absolute
and now
silence.
It's time to play some pigskin.
You mean you're just going to go watch people play football and then you're going to jerk off to Madden 12? Or 13.
I don't even have Madden 13. Shut up, Joshua.
But you plan on getting it.
No, I don't, actually. I'm saving my money for better games.
So you admit that sports games are stupid.
Yeah, I realize that. The achievements are too hard to get, and
no,
you know what?
Wow.
Get out. That is a terrible reason to hate sports games.
And because it got boring after a while. Like,
nope.
Holy crap. All I'm doing
is
throwing the ball.
You can't redeem yourself.
Touchdown.
You can't redeem yourself. It's too late, Michael. You can't redeem yourself.
I usually update my sports games like every 2 years or so.
Not every year.
Wow.
That's because you play that gibberish game called soccer.
Gibberish game? Gibberish. Michael, that's the freaking game of your people.
So? That ain't the game of my people anymore. It's football now.
Football
sucks. American good old football.
I think the longest yard said it best when just an excuse for a bunch of dumb it's an excuse for a bunch of dumb rednecks to give themselves a reason to grab each other.
Exactly.
But that's rednecks.
I said that. Thank you for reiterating what I already said.
Shut up, fool.
Rednecks.
Don't make fun of the sport of America.
The sport of your America.
I'm pretty sure that baseball is the national pastime.
Exactly.
No, it's football now. No. It's American.
It can't just
change. Always known it to be baseball.
It is baseball.
It is baseball.
Yeah.
Michael's just... Eh.
Shut up.
Michael's the American you don't want to meet when you come to this country.
It's like, I'm going to show you everywhere America's like.
He's going to take you like freaking, I don't know.
McDonald's.
Applebee's.
Walmart.
He'll take you like McDonald's.
McDonald's, Walmart, and like...
And for Tom, we're going to have to take him to Target.
We will have to take Tom to Target just to show him the wonders.
Wow.
Of cheaper
what he's
stuff
missing
than Walmart.
Can't wait.
Yeah, ooh. Really.
Well, anyway, also, it's a month away from all the games that are coming out.
It's also, it's 2 days away from?
What?
What?
You don't know.
My birthday?
Wait, you were born on 9/11?
Well, not on 9/11/01, 9/11/92.
Well, yeah.
Well, thanks for telling everybody what year you were born at. Now they can steal your identity, dumbass.
No, they can't. By a date?
Yeah.
Colton, can you steal my identity with a date? You are the Shadow Broker, after all, so can you?
I don't think that's possible.
Okay, then, Michael, shut your mouth.
Fuck you.
Hey, watch that language.
I think we figured out who we're going to sacrifice in Left 4 Dead 2.
Yeah, I think we've got our pick.
We're sacrificing people.
Assholes.
If we play the passing, Michael's going out there.
Yes.
Bullshit. Yeah, I ain't going nowhere with nobody.
You're going out there. You're going to sacrifice yourself to save us all.
Bullshit. I'm going to the chopper first before any of you two get
there. There is no chopper in the passing.
What is there?
There's like a bridge or something, and you get up on the bridge, and one person has to go. Wait, is this the passing?
Yes, a military helicopter.
No, I'm asking Colton. Is it the passing the one where the original Left 4 Dead survivors like are in it and like one of them has to sacrifice themselves to like activate the generators?
I think so.
Okay, then yeah, that's the passing.
The
military helicopter is the parish, or is it just parish?
Yeah, I think it's the parish.
Is it the parish or parish?
I think it's the parish.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. It's the parish is the one with the helicopter. Passing is the one with the Left 4 Dead survivors sacrificing one of them. Which, canon-wise, it's Bill. So Mike will have to be Bill.
I can't remember any of Left 4 Dead.
Well, it's not like there was really a story, mind
you. Yeah, I know, besides, but kinda, like, I don't know these like, little details.
It was like, Left 4 Dead 2 had a story, but it was a very boring story that didn't really do anything.
Nope.
Well, in other gaming news, Minecraft 1.8.2 update for the Xbox 360 is supposed to be coming out this month.
Yay!
It is.
Cool.
You know what that means?
Creative mode.
Adventure. Endless hours of building our city.
Yeah. That's what we need to do with creative mode.
Yep.
We need to make a utopia.
STF utopia?
No.
No.
Just a utopia.
I thought we were going to call it STF Tropolis.
I don't even know what to call it.
We have to build it first.
Yeah. Did they name New York before they had a freaking building up? No, I don't think so.
Yeah, they did.
They did not call it New York before there was at least one building standing.
It's New New York.
No, it was New Amsterdam.
Well, yeah. But now it's...
Don't you know the song?
New New York.
Oh, guess what?
Do you know the song Istanbul? Come on, man.
I honestly thought you were going to start singing then.
Wait, it's like... Well, I can sing it if you want.
No, do it.
Like the one part is like, even old New York was once New Amsterdam. Come on.
Oh my god.
What, do you know that song?
Nope.
Oh, you should listen. It's a good song.
I know.
Oh, speaking of gaming, me and Colton were playing a couple games last night. So, what was the first one? I think it was like, we played Minecraft.
Was it Trials? We played Trials first.
Oh my god. Don't remind me, please. Let's go on to Minecraft.
See, this is when we do like the Trials Let's Play, can we just agree that I'll be the one playing instead of Michael?
Well, I think we're doing it later.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's just agree that I'll... Wait, can you do two people?
You should be able
to. Oh, okay. Well, then we obviously know who's not going to get in third place.
Yeah, I was playing with Michael yesterday. He didn't finish a map.
Yeah, I can finish a map. Except for that one. Oh, me and Tom were playing Trials.
Oh, yeah, I know.
There's like this one, Giga Track. Oh. Freaking, I was like halfway through it, I think, before Tom already got to there.
I only have a silver medal on that.
I can't.
So I have a I have a silver on it, but I've done it with no faults.
I have two. It's just getting the time. I've only missed it by like a few seconds. It just, it's frustrating.
Anyway,
that's an annoying map.
Anyway, after that, we played Minecraft, and Colton showed me his Spleef Arena, which we had our first little game on there.
Oh, so we have a Spleef Arena.
Yes.
Yes.
And okay, I beat him.
Yeah, 2-1.
I'm sure that doesn't surprise me, actually.
Why is that?
Not that Colton's bad at Minecraft or anything. It's just like, I don't know. I don't think he's very well involved in Spleef. And Michael's played a couple games.
I think we should do that later.
We should play Spleef.
We'll do that later.
We're going to have a tournament. We're going to. It's going to be one of our Let's Plays.
Or we can just play.
Yeah, we just play. I prefer just play. There's no need to make a big conniption about it.
It's a four-person Spleef arena. So.
Well, we've got four people.
We do have four people.
And then... Then after Minecraft, we played Halo Reach, and the first time ever I played Griffball.
And he was okay.
Wait, really?
Yeah, we played...
Like, the first time on... the first time on Halo Reach, or the first time in general playing Griffball?
First time in general.
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah. I was...
Ozzy, I'm sorry. Just, no. That deserves it. How dare
Leave me
you?
Alone! I found my
freaking
calling.
Halo 3 had a freaking, like, double EXP weekend how many times for Gripball? And you couldn't have hopped on one time to play the damn game. And then
Shut
Halo
up.
Reach has a playlist for it. Freaking playlist.
I've never played Gripball before, but it is a pretty cool game.
Eric's an asshole in Gripball because he doesn't go there to play. He just goes there to betray his team.
Well, what do you expect from the Asian guy?
Mike kept doing that to me, though.
Did he do it on purpose or by accident?
I don't know, but every time he did it to me, I just did it back to him, so it worked out.
And it was on accident. It wasn't on purpose. I was trying to get the ball, but the red guy got in front of me.
That makes sense.
We also played some Infected. Or Living Dead go? Or whatever. Better than I thought it would.
Yeah.
I love Infected. I'm usually last man standing on that. If I haven't already been infected to begin with.
So, and has anybody watched any movies lately?
Lately? I watched The Campaign.
How was that?
What?
It sucked. It's a movie like Will Ferrell and Zach Galifianakis.
Oh, yeah. I saw that. Yeah.
It sucked.
Really?
It was terrible. It's been 2 weeks. I saw
The Expanse. And while Josh was what? Yeah, it's been more than 2 weeks, Josh.
Yeah, it was terrible. Just don't watch it. Anyone who listens to this podcast, do not watch The Campaign. It's a terrible movie.
The one
it's
listener that's watching this.
The one listener who watches this, don't go watch The Campaign. It's a terrible movie. It's a waste of $10.
It comes out like in a couple of weeks, I think, over here.
The Campaign?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You get movies later than us?
Well, I think that one. Yeah.
Okay, because I was always under the impression that Britain gets movies before us. Cause
it varies. Some we do,
like
some we
Harry
don't.
Harry Potter, I know you guys got first.
Yeah.
If I'm correct.
Well, of course. That's their national hero.
It's one of them.
Gay Dumbledore.
Gay Dumbledore. Yes, Gay Dumbledore is the national hero. Right along
in the island of misfit boys.
Right along with Gandalf the White.
Yes. Leave Gandalf alone.
Oh, I think I might have hit a nerve.
No, I went to watch The Expendables 2.
I watched it. Oh my god.
Enjoyed
that, that thing was just a bunch of just one-liners from every movie ever made.
I love
it. What surprised me was after Michael went to watch it, I actually decided to research it because Michael actually made the movie sound very appealing as opposed to what I thought. I found out the movie was PG-13. Which confused the hell out of me.
Yeah, because the first one was rated R.
I don't know what that means.
I actually saw parts of it. Of the first one. It was kind of brutal.
No. I don't know what your ratings mean.
PG-13 is like for ages 13 and up, okay. Essentially. And then R rated is like 17 and higher. And okay. Then NC-17 is you can't get in, essentially. It won't be in a theater.
Okay. All right.
Basically, you have to go to a back room. There'll be a lot of shady people there, and you just sit there and watch slightly
actually,
a softcore
actually,
porn.
You just go and like, you just go and buy the DVD. There is no like, I don't think it comes out. The NC-17 movie will ever be out in theaters.
And then you can sit in your own back room.
Exactly. Like you can be Colton's Skype image while you're doing that.
I really liked it though. I thought it was good.
You're forever alone face.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, back to what I was saying.
I want to watch it.
Wait, yeah. Back to what I was saying. You know what the best part is? That they used actually a Chuck Norris facts on the movie.
I know.
It was like, Stallone said, "I heard that a King Cobra bit you." He's like, yeah, and after 7 days of agonizing pain, the cobra died.
Yeah, that's good.
I love those Chuck Norris facts. They're so funny. It's like, when you don't have anything to do, you just go on to ChuckNorrisFacts.com and just read off and laugh your ass off. And some guy is staring at you. He's like, what the hell is he reading?
Wait, why is somebody staring at you while you're...
Yeah, why would someone be like staring at you on the computer?
Because yeah, I do this while I'm working.
But that doesn't matter, Michael, because Bruce Lee is clearly superior to Chuck Norris.
Oh, God. Leave me alone.
Michael, do you want to know why there's a
no,
bunch of Chuck Norris facts and Bruce
this.
Lee facts?
We have to. We don't.
Seriously? Are we really going to this point, Joshua?
We do.
Go on, then.
What?
Well, I don't get what's going on.
I'm asking Michael, why does he think there's no Bruce Lee facts, but there's a bunch of Chuck Norris facts?
Just go on, because you're going to say it either way if I don't say it.
Because Bruce Lee is no joke.
And of course, Colton will be saying on the background, he's just stating the facts.
Well, he is.
Colton doesn't say that, though.
Yes, he does.
No, I just
no. It's Tom. It's Tom that doesn't say it.
Yeah, because Tom hates it every time we say, "Oh, he said it."
You know, I realize that since this pop, this got. I realize I haven't even said it.
What haven't you said, Josh?
I haven't said stating the facts yet.
Oh
no, I haven't said it. I haven't said it where it makes sense. No, it doesn't count. It doesn't count. I have to actually say it where it makes sense.
Oh, dude, that's crazy. Guess what happened? I'm looking at my waveforms in Audacity, and I made a penis.
Amazing!
Wow, Michael, that's just great.
Okay, but before we get too far away from movies, I recently rewatched the Toy Story series.
All three movies?
Yeah, I watched all three of them.
Okay. How bored are you?
Huh?
How bored were you?
I don't know why Tom's laughing. Like, this is funny.
I didn't expect that. They are very good movies. I just didn't expect that. I thought it would say something like new that come out. Yeah, I rewatched Toy Story. And there's us saying about watching. Oh. Sorry, it got to me. Carry on. That was they are very good films.
I'll admit that.
Yes.
Carry on, Colton.
That's all I had to say.
Oh.
I rewatched them all.
Thanks for sharing, Colton. Yeah.
I did it in one night, too.
Thanks for sharing with the class. Anyway, let's talk about what games are coming out this month.
Halo 4!
No, that comes out in November. Well, I'm talking about October releases.
Well, this is September.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is September, so I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm talking about October releases.
You said this month.
I meant next month. I meant next month.
FIFA 13, this month.
Yep. FIFA 13.
What the fuck is FIFA 13?
It's a football game.
Oh, you might proper as well tell football. Me gibberish.
Proper football.
Coming from the guy who's like, oh, football is the American sport.
America. I said American football, not that gay-ass soccer football.
Wow. That's offensive to millions of people.
Where's Lindsay Lohan? Where's Lindsay Lohan when you need her? Where's Hillary Duff when you need her?
Hey,
no way! I screwed it up. No, you know, wait. You guys know how Hillary Duff made a commercial about how saying gay is bad.
No, nope. I didn't see that.
Okay, so Hillary Duff apparently she has this commercial where it's like these two girls in like a store looking at clothing, and then one of them's like, "How's this look?" And the other one's like, "It looks kind of gay." And then Hillary Duff comes out of nowhere saying, "You shouldn't say that." And that's literally the commercial.
Please find
Didn't
that.
They make a robot chicken sketch out of that?
What?
No. I'm sorry. Who said that?
I'll find it.
Please do.
Link dump.
Dan Cook. Dan Cook was the one who said that.
He made a joke about it.
Wait, who's Dan Cook?
He's a comedian.
Yeah, he's a comedian.
Oh, something exciting's coming up this month. I'm gonna see.
Yeah, I found it. Comedian. Oh my god, I found it so easily.
What else is coming out this month?
Well, I'm gonna go to the Palace in Waterbury to watch my favorite comedian on stage, Gabriel Iglesias.
Never heard of him.
He's a big Latin dude.
Never heard of him.
That's because you have no funny taste in Britain.
Never heard
of him. If it doesn't involve tea and crackers, then it's not funny to you guys.
Louis C.K.
If Monty Python wasn't there, you guys wouldn't be funny.
Ricky Gervais. True.
Oh,
What about
who Ricky Gervais is, Mike?
What about Hot Fuzz,
Michael? No,
seriously,
I don't know. Is he the guy from Shaun of the Dead?
No.
That's that's Gavino
Simon
Free.
Pegg.
And that's also Hot Fuzz.
Yeah.
But yeah, I found the commercial.
Yeah, I know. I'll watch it at the end.
Sorry about that. Edit that out.
Yeah, right.
You shouldn't have coughed.
Anyway, anything else, guys, happened to you?
I believe Tom has a story from Reading.
No.
Again, another story? No. Does it involve people pissing?
No, it doesn't.
No, I'm not going to mention this. I told you that this is not happening, so leave
Did
it
you
about.
Kiss a man, Tom?
No.
Did you kiss you a sure? girl and you didn't like it?
Oh,
no.
Is that so? Is that so, Tom?
No, I've already said this to him that this is not, I'm not saying.
A friendly encounter with a girl.
Wait, Michael, no, don't say it. Don't say it. Colin, make sure to edit that out.
Okay.
Come on, Michael. See, you keep doing that, Mike. You're such an asshole when you do that to people.
I know. My bad.
See, I'm embarrassed. I just said that I wouldn't say it on air, and I'm sticking with that.
All right.
What did she give you, a rub and tug?
Make sure to edit that out, too. Michael, if you mention it, you're still mentioning it.
Wait, editing that out, that's going to be in the intro next week.
you can use that in the intro, just make sure it's not in the podcast.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what's with that creepy picture you have on Facebook right now?
Tom has a creepy picture on Facebook?
You didn't see it?
I don't think so.
Hey.
Yours, apparently.
What the fuck?
Your picture, it looks like you're yelling at that girl.
Tom.
Oh my god. Tom looks like freaking Napoleon Dynamite without his glasses.
I thought it was a cool picture. I thought it was quite cool.
Oh my god.
I'm having a hard time not saying what you just wrote.
There is so many things that I feel like this picture should be captioned.
It could be.
Like, this is the caption I would put in the. I mean, this is the caption I would put.
Oh god, I want to see this. Go on.
Right. Josh. So.
Right there.
That's nice. The caption I would put. Nice. Nice. I like that.
I'm so terrible. I'm sorry.
Okay. Let's get off the subject. That's good. Since we can't talk about it.
No, you can. I don't care. It's only a picture.
Who is that in the picture?
Yeah, who is that?
Don't know. Don't say names. Don't say
no,
names.
Just like,
say names.
How do you know them?
Basically? It's a friend from work.
Okay. Is that a bunch of video games on the shelf? I'm just
noticing they're movies.
Oh, wow. That's a
what
lot
kind
of movies.
Dude,
that is a lot of movies because there's even a second shelf.
No, there's... wait, so let me... I have to look behind me. There is... Six shelves? Six.
Dude, that's a lot of
There's
movies.
Six behind me, and then there's on another wall, like down the other end of my room, there's another four.
Wow.
Yeah, too right.
No. And you this better not be real. This better not be real.
What?
Dude, did Tom Cruise die?
No, Tom Cruise didn't
don't
die.
Be
there's always people saying that Tom Cruise died, but he didn't.
No, seriously.
Where does it say that?
Let me link you. I'm not sure if this is real, but if it is, like, oh my god, another one? Dude, do you know how many freaking celebrities have died this freaking year?
That's not true. Eddie Murphy's
died
apparently
like nine
times.
That's not true.
Well, Michael Clark Duncan died.
Well, that's true, and that guy deserves a golden casket going to be buried.
He does. He was a great person and a great actor.
If anybody doesn't know, his main role is in The Green Mile.
He was, his he main was, role,
he was in
stuff.
Ricky Bobby.
Oh, yeah, that too, yeah. Him.
Was he in The Dark Knight? Was that that guy?
No, he was in Daredevil.
Oh, yeah, well, I remember him in Daredevil. Was he in The Whole Nine Yards?
Hey.
Michael
yeah,
Clark
he
Duncan.
Was in The Whole Nine Yards. He was like playing Bruce Willis's fingered. Sidekick before he killed him.
He was like his like... He was more like a partner than a sidekick.
Whatever, same thing.
He's not dead. He's not dead, he's still alive.
He's not dead?
No.
Of course, Scientology's trying to keep him alive
can. Look, I'm very easily, like, fooled, all right?
Just Google it.
Don't say that.
Josh, do you know what Scientology is?
Yes, I do. It's like Xenu.
It's the world's stupidest religion.
Michael, you have to respect it. Michael, don't get into a religious debate with me. You know
I'm
how
I'm not getting
these
into a religious
be.
Debate.
But
it's
saying
just
that,
the
but saying that,
they say
Michael, you know I can
religion.
Call out. I can call out other religions. I can call out other religions.
No,
but
no,
being,
no. But this one specifically, Scientology is the weirdest thing I've ever heard of.
And it's like and the Jedi and the Jedi religion isn't.
No Jedi That's religion. Just... If I lived in the UK, that's what I'd be.
Michael, you do realize there actually is a church for Jedi, right? In the world.
Well, ask Tom. He's from the UK.
No. Like, I'm not even joking. There seriously is a religion for Jedi. People who
I
want
know.
To be Jedi. Wait, how do you know?
Because, who said it? It was on the Rooster Teeth podcast. They were talking about that.
Was it on the Rooster Teeth podcast?
Yeah, they were talking about a guy was going to work, and the guy from his boss said that he needed to take off his robe, but the Jedi religion states that you can't.
Yeah, it's like JediChurch.org. It's like they even have like marriage.
How do Jedis get married?
No. Lily, do you want me to read you the marriage vows?
Please do it.
Yeah.
Please.
Okay. Do you Jedi insert name here? Take Jedi insert here. Insert name here.
Should we do it? It's like a role play.
Yeah. I'll be the girl, I guess.
Okay, and Michael will be and Tom will be the guy.
Go on, then.
Okay. Do you Jedi Michael take Jedi Tom to be your husband, and do you promise before the Jedi Church and these witnesses that you will be a true and devoted partner in forces of darkness and forces of light wherever you may go and whatever you may face? Do you promise to share your life in marriage with Jedi Tom?
I do. Tee-hee.
Do you, Jedi Tom, take Jedi Michael to be your wife? And do you promise before the Jedi Church and these witnesses that you will be a true and devoted partner in forces of darkness and forces of light wherever you may go and whatever you may face? Do you promise to share your life in marriage with Jedi Michael?
I suppose.
All right, then. Jedi Tom and Jedi Michael have consented together in marriage. They have pledged their faith in each other as witnessed before us. They have promised to be truthful and devoted to each another. In the name of the Jedi faith, I pronounce them husband and wife. May the force be with them.
What the hell? That is the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
That's Josh is not a minister, so this
I'm so glad.
Count.
I'm not a minister.
Yes.
Like, I mean, I don't want like bag on them or anything, but it's like
you guys are lucky that Josh is not a minister.
That is weird.
I could be a minister.
That's weird. Can't believe they have a sermon in marriage for the Jedi.
That's awesome.
I can't believe they have the whole like script on the internet.
What I can't believe is that Jedi are getting married, because I thought that, what's it called?
Well, this isn't like, well, okay, the thing is, like, this religion actually existed before Star Wars came out. There was actually an ideal like this. But after Star Wars came out, they made it where it's like reflects on that. So it's called the Jedi Church.
But doesn't Jedi can't be distracted or something?
But that's in Star Wars. This is the real world, Michael.
Yeah.
So what?
Do you have to say something different than I do?
Let me check.
Actually. You have to actually
I have to say may the force be with you?
You actually have to say, I suppose so.
I suppose so. Yes, that is exactly what you have to say.
I felt pressured.
And there's apparently different ways to be married. Like in New Zealand, they have different rules, and in Scotland, they have different rules.
What?
Like, what's the rules in Scotland?
Yeah, it's like New Zealand. In New Zealand, I have been informed that there is no obstruction nor fee for an ordained minister of our church. In fact, anyone to obtain a marriage license from the Internal Affairs Department. Refer births, deaths, and marriages. You should list your application that you are a minister of the Jedi Church and that you will be published in the New Zealand Gazette along with a list of your affiliated organizations.
Are you serious?
That's creepy.
Well, I mean, it's not as creepy as like here in America, where apparently if you're in the state of California, you can become a minister easy. Like, I believe it was someone on the podcast, like, Gus is supposed to be, like, a minister or something.
Yeah. Gus is a minister.
Anybody
That's how Jeff and Griffin got married.
Anybody become a minister. Anyone.
Yeah, well, in certain parts of the United States. Yeah. Not everywhere.
Mm. Well, Gus did it online, actually.
Yeah, that's how you usually do it. It's online.
Yeah.
It's
weird.
That is some creepy stuff. At least you're not in the Iraq wedding where everybody's shooting off AK-47s.
Oh, don't even bring that up. That was a while ago. Don't bring it up.
One in Turkey where the bloke shot his wife's dad and other people?
I remember them talking about that.
Yeah, let's not get into that.
No.
At least it doesn't happen in America.
Let's
clearly.
Get off
except,
the
except
death.
In the South.
Let's get off
the Just death. In the South they do
How
that.
How ironic that we got that we went from wedding Tom and Mike in Jedi matrimony to the death of turkey people.
Turkish.
Turkey. They're not called turkey people, they're called the Turkish.
They're made out of turkey.
Their main export is turkeys.
Bourbon.
So original.
I know, right?
Finger licking good.
That's how KFC gets their chicken.
Michael, that's turkey, not chicken.
From turkey.
From turkey. They're not actual chickens, they're just little turkeys.
Michael, turkeys are big.
I'm just saying, the baby turkeys.
Why would they kill a baby turkey?
Because they're cruel, sadistic southern bastards.
What? This doesn't make any sense. You said they come from Turkey.
Your face doesn't make any sense.
Oh! Got him.
I feel like I'm back at
school. Fucking got him.
I feel like I'm supposed to be the older child.
Shut up, Josh.
It is like being at school.
How?
Well, just, you know, like little stupid sayings that people used to insult each other. Oh, your mom. Your face, your mom.
Your mama's so fat, she can't even fall off the couch.
What?
What? What was that?
No, I've never heard that.
That doesn't even make any sense.
Shut up. I bet you can't come up with a better mama joke than I can.
You want me to come up with a better your mama joke? Okay.
What, then the sofa one? There's loads.
Then a sofa one? There's like, I think any your mama joke would be much better than your mama's so veggie couldn't get off the couch. Like, what?
Just make...
Okay, sure. Your mama's so fat, when she went to the movies, she sat next to everyone.
Oh! Wait. Okay. Don't you have the same mom?
We're actually saying that to Tom's mom.
Mind you, I wasn't directing that towards anyone. I was just coming up with a better yo mama joke.
Okay.
And we're also directing it to Tom's mom.
Tom's mom's a nice lady. I would know.
Fucking got him!
It's the first time I've heard that.
We just ripping and tearing assholes apart.
Hey, wait, what?
What?
I missed that.
All I heard was assholes apart.
Yeah. Sounds like Michael's Friday night.
Oh!
Fuck you!
Oh. Tom, who's biking back.
This is not Comedy Mike Hour. This is the STF podcast.
Hour.
Where we... Hour.
Annual.
Super happy fun time. Yeah, alright. Okay.
Yay.
Well, at least it's not as weird as those Japanese game shows.
Hey, those Japanese game shows are the only real good game shows left in the
world. No, they're not. They're creepy as all hell.
Okay. Would you rather want to watch, A, some people, like, get asked a question about what is Antarctica? Or B, some people having to spend a whole minute having their balls pinched by scorpions.
True.
And the Japanese call that entertainment.
That's funny.
I think that's porn over there, isn't it?
Well, it's like, it's much more entertaining than freaking, like, something like Jeopardy or Wheel of Fortune. Though they were the shit back in the day.
I like Wipeout.
I saw Wipeout when me and my brother went to Chili's, but that was about it.
Baby back ribs.
You didn't have... Wait, did you have baby back ribs?
Yes, I did.
The hell is baby back ribs?
Oh,
what?
My God.
Get out. Get out.
How are we
Tom,
out?
Get a rope, hang it across your room, and kill yourself.
Just walk into traffic.
Yeah, really.
Just walk into a British double-decker bus.
Sorry, but how am I supposed to know what that is? We don't have it over
baby
here.
Back ribs. It's ribs.
Okay, do you know what a
from the back of a baby. Just do it in reverse, Tom.
Of a baby what?
Baby back.
A baby, like a baby.
Okay,
baby.
Where do ribs come from? Where do ribs come from, Tom?
It could come from anything. A lot of things have ribs.
But what? Okay, do you eat ribs?
No.
Okay, then forget you.
You know what a cow is?
Yeah, moo.
Moo, moo.
What do cows have?
Cow ribs.
Ribs.
Exactly, you fucking moron. Those were baby back ribs come from.
Okay.
Well, I don't think the fucking was necessary.
No.
The fucking?
Yeah, I don't think that part was necessary.
Who cares? I'm angry and bitter.
Because you're an old man.
I was going to say because he has a small penis, but that
works
too.
You're an old man with a small
penis. Fuck you, Joshua!
Old man with a small penis.
Well, isn't that usually the case, though?
You're going to get put into a home, Mike.
If my kids literally put me in a home, I would commit suicide.
We're going to put you in a
home. But unfortunately, that's a sin, and I can't do
that. It's not even your kids. We're going to put you in a home.
Yeah, really.
Why would you put me in a home? I'm only 22.
So you can stop annoying us?
You guys are assholes.
Who's more the asshole? The asshole or the asshole who makes fun of the asshole?
What about the Forever Alone guy?
I'm awesome.
Well, he's not. Well, the forever being forever alone doesn't make you an asshole. It just makes you sad, bitter, and emo.
Well, only one of those qualities describes me. Or two. two out of three.
Oh.
I am not sad.
Yeah, you are.
Don't worry, Colin. You won't be forever alone forever.
Just sometime they alone.
Oh, Josh, are you ready for Comic-Con?
Dude, they haven't even released what's happening this year at Comic-Con yet.
Have you not been reading the emails they've been giving you?
They've been telling me about freaking guest people, but I could check that out on the freaking website. I wonder what the panels are going to be.
Well, I heard that Ray and Michael are coming to Comic-Con.
But they're coming to just go. They're not going to, make a panel.
You don't know. Maybe Rooster Teeth will have a panel or not.
But but if they do, they'll have they have people that they're scheduling to go to Comic-Con. I know Michael and Lindsay were going, and I guess Ray is a new thing. But
Ray is going. I already.
I should have seen that coming since he lives in New York. But they're just going there to have a good time. They're not there to They'll probably be stopped either way. They'll probably be stopped either way, sadly. But you know.
And unfortunately, two of the members are not coming this year.
Two of the members of what? Oh, you mean the STF podcast. Well,
aren't there only two going?
Yeah, just me and Michael.
Yeah, just me and Michael.
You said two weren't.
Just you and Michael? You and Michael? What, you and Michael? Oh, I'm sorry. I guess I'll just stay home then. Apparently you and Michael are going to have a good old time at freaking Comic-Con.
Shut up.
I'll go hang out with my other friends.
What, Charlie?
Charlie? No.
Or Justine?
Well.
Edit that out. Edit that out.
I just like his, whoa. Oh.
Make sure to edit Alcon. But I don't know. There's a bunch of people I know that could go. I know a bunch of people that are going to Comic-Con, so I could just dump you and just go find someone else if I want to.
Are you
going to
cosplay?
I want to cosplay, but I don't have money.
What are you going to cosplay as?
I'll cosplay as Ninja Master. I already discussed this on the podcast.
Dude,
before,
just do the cheap man's way of getting costumes.
I can't find a goddamn ninja helmet anywhere.
Well, you could always travel to Japan to get that.
Because that'd be so much cheaper.
Yeah, right. Exactly. I'm just going to go all the way to Japan. I don't know. Maybe I'll go to Chinatown and see if I can find one of those helmets. If I do, I'll just take it and find the clothes and then go as Ninja Master M.
Easy
you
enough.
Are crazy.
I'm not crazy. I just like the feel of Comic-Con is just one that you can't ever
replicate.
Exactly. Unless you go to Comic-Cat, which I have not gone
unless
yet.
You go to RTX.
No, RTX and Comic-Con are two different things.
True.
Comic-Cat and Comic-Con are almost the same, except Comic-Cat has 20 times more people, which is kind of a bad thing. Odd silence.
Dead silence.
Odd, very odd silence.
Sorry, why did you say anything? I fell asleep.
Listening to Michael can get that happen, but so don't worry about it.
Shut up!
Hey, don't blame me.
Is Tom even still there?
Yeah, I'm still there. I'm just listening.
Tom's just like, you know what?
Why don't you
contribute have a live
with the rest of the class?
Oh, I know what we should say. Josh, should we say about what we made the other day, our video?
Which one?
Me, you, and Tony.
Videos. Well, we don't even know if that video is going to be out now because Tony's
it won't be in it, well. But
his computer crashed.
I did it. Yeah. Oh, remember? Did he lose his audio? I don't know. I don't remember.
He doesn't know until he can get his computer to get fixed. He'll never know.
If he has what if not? We'll have to make.
Yeah,
it
I know. But we can talk about it. We can talk about it though.
We'll talk about it. What is it about?
We.
Go ahead, Tom. You can do it.
Okay, I'll do
you
it.
Can do it.
We're gonna just do a normal firefight, but then like halfway through, we decided to change the rules and just do it. We only had one lives, and then it turned into sort of like a little game where it was like first to like 2 points on different maps. Who was the last one to be alive, and we couldn't kill each other or like set anyone up or anything. And it turned out to be quite fun to do.
No, we could set people up if we could get people in the position to die, like what happened to you at the end. Then yes, we can set people up.
Did you set me up? I thought I just ran away.
I just hid for a little while, and I heard that you were like, for some reason, you were stupid enough to like go in the middle of a bunch of Covenant.
I was.
I don't know why you did that.
Neither do I. I think there was a reason, but I can't remember what it was though.
You were up in, like, I remember you like screaming your head off, like, "George, save me!" Oh! And then you died, and I won.
And I was just there on my jetpack, just trying to get away.
I don't know. And then I like survived for like a minute after like the hunters like bum rushed my anal hole.
Mm. Whoa! You still killed them both.
I killed them both, but I killed him and he killed me.
It was good though. It was different.
It was fun. That was enjoyable.
It was.
We have to do that again sometime.
We will. We've got other things to film as well now.
Multiple.
We
things.
Do. Trials in Minecraft.
Yes.
Left 4 Dead 2.
And Left 4 Dead. We just got like a quota that we'll never suffice. We'll never suffice our audience. Our one listener.
Yeah.
He can't get enough.
Yeah, I know. No wonder he keeps replaying our videos over and over again.
What?
Sorry, Michael.
Well, no one else. Oh shit.
I don't know. Maybe we have listeners. Maybe they're just like closet people that don't like let us know.
Yeah, they're like,
if you're listening to the podcast, if you're listening to the podcast, let us know. We want to know. If
how do they let us
like
know, Josh? How do they let us know?
They can go to stfpodcast@gmail.com where they can send us an email, or they can go to our Facebook page at stfpodcast, or we also have a Twitter at stfpodcast, or you can not go to Michael's Twitter account and go to Colton or Tom's
at sbatkk, which nobody ever understands what I'm saying when I say it.
No,
well, I don't know what you're talking about.
SB8AT.
You have a weird Twitter name.
SB8AT.
What's it mean? SpongeBob at the Krusty Krab.
Oh yeah, I remember you saying that. It's like
that's so random.
That's so gay.
It's weird.
Is Lizzie Lohan behind
you? You shouldn't say that.
Oh, Hillary Duff is right there.
Shouldn't say that.
You know what? I got a message for
you
Hillary
know
Duff. Fuck you. I get to say whatever
you
I want.
You shouldn't say that.
That's the First Amendment.
You shouldn't say
that. Yeah.
Listen, if our forefathers didn't want us to say anything, they wouldn't make the First Amendment.
Well, obviously they didn't.
So you don't have
Michael,
to abide by that.
When you think about it, America was very young then. They didn't know we would like use it for this.
Yeah.
They didn't know we would use it in that way. But then again, they probably didn't care because they were racist at that time.
How were they racist?
They had black slaves.
Oh, and white slaves.
Wait, what?
What? Really?
Wait, what?
White slaves.
This is the first time I'm hearing this. White slaves? When did this happen?
Indentured.
In the road to El Dorado.
Indentured workers. Basically. Do you know anything?
Essentially.
About history?
Well, don't we? Well, technically we still have slaves to this day.
Technically, yes. But indentured workers are like, they would, some people would like pay for them to come to the Americas, and then
to the Americas.
Well, that's what it was. Like they'd come over
the Americas.
Yeah, they'd come across from England or whatever, and then to pay them off, they'd have to work for them for like 4 years.
I don't know how you know this because I remember you saying that you fall asleep in history.
Well, I do.
Yeah.
Well,
isn't that the same thing that the Asians do, like the Chinese do right now with like their human trafficking?
Yeah, basically.
Right. I remember I watched me and Michael watched the episode of like Law and Order SVU where it's like all about Asian traffic. But that's probably my favorite episode simply because there's places that they shot in that I've been there before and I'm like, oh wow, I know where they are. That's my favorite episode.
It's exciting.
It's in Chinatown. Of course it's exciting.
If it's not in Chinatown, he doesn't care.
That's not true.
That is totally true.
It was just more interesting because I knew where they were. It's like, oh, I've been at that street. Or, oh, I've been inside there.
Next thing you know,
you'll be speaking Chinese at the house.
All up inside there.
All up inside Madame Kamei's Filipino palace.
That's where Joshua spends all his money for the Filipino hookers.
They're not hookers. They're massage therapists.
They'll massage your cock for money.
Can somebody put quotes around that? Call them hookers. Can somebody put quotes around massage therapist?
Does anyone get the reference besides Michael?
No.
God damn it! I think
you
we've
guys
done
don't
that.
Watch good movies. What the
actually,
hell is
actually,
wrong
actually,
with you people?
Grandma's Boy is a terrible movie, but that's besides the point.
I think I've seen that. Yeah, it wasn't.
How have you not seen? That's like a movie dedicated to gamers.
Oh yeah, I've seen that. I just didn't pay it. I've seen it like 3 times actually.
That's a good movie. Too bad the game it was promoting got canceled.
They were raking a real game out of it.
They were raking a real game. Okay, Scooby Doo.
I was just about to say that. I was about to make the Scooby Doo reference.
Michael, you're too easy.
I know.
Then again,
Joshua,
that's all I can say for
now,
a lot of
things
about you.
They were making a game out of the movie, right?
But I don't know what that film. What is it,
Josh?
Hello.
Wait, what'd you say? Somehow I didn't hear that last part.
I didn't say anything. Why is it so quiet?
So, anyways, I can't hear Josh for some reason.
I can hear you.
I can hear...
Well, now I can hear you.
I can hear both of you.
Well, I think we were having technical difficulties right there, because I couldn't hear anyone.
Skype was trying to screw our mouths, but...
They're Skype's always against the STF podcast.
Skype is a hater.
Well, as I always say, haters gonna hate, lovers gonna love. I don't want to be none of the above, though.
Potato's gonna potate.
What?
Tater's gonna tate. That's better.
Pony's gonna pwn. Easy enough.
Pony's gotta pwn. Oh, that's a good one.
I'm gonna hate when you guys start watching season 3 of My Little Pony.
Oh, we're gonna have to have a pony.
We're definitely gonna have to have
every. Yeah.
Oh yeah, we're definitely doing that. Me and Colton are definitely.
Watch it.
No, I'm
dude,
not.
Dude,
watching
I'm saying that's it. I'm sending you a mess. I'm sending you a link to an episode
here,
right now.
How about
Tom.
Here? Wait,
dude,
I got.
You keep
I
forgetting.
Got.
You keep forgetting. I said, do it. Hurry up.
I do. Wait, Colton. Which episode do you want Tom to watch? That will like get him to be a brony.
That's Pony Database right there. That has all the episodes on it.
But which one would you recommend to Tom to watch? Because he wants to watch one episode.
I said I'll try. Why not?
Watch? I don't know. They're all...
I'm thinking the Pinkie Pie episode with Cranky.
Yeah. That'd be a good one.
What's the name of that episode again, though? A Friend Indeed?
I think something like that.
Okay, yeah, Tom, go watch A Friend Indeed when you get the chance. That's the episode you should watch if you want to get into ponies.
I don't want to, I'm just
seriously?
saying.
Are we really going to talk about this right now?
We are. Oh, Michael, you remember John CJG, a.k.a. Digital Fear, maker of Arbin
the Chief. Yes, I know who he is.
Have you seen his recent Arbin the Chief bite episode?
No, I have not.
It's called Horsin' Around.
And?
You want to guess what it's about?
Let me guess, ponies.
Freaking Master Chief's a closet brony.
Jesus Christ.
No, but he's like one of the creepy ones because he has like a freaking... Oh my God. It was so bad.
Does he have that one with the horse has his hole in the back?
He created one out of Fluttershy.
It was
so horrible.
Fluttershy deserves it, though.
Wow, that's terrible. And then...
So does Applejack.
No. No.
Oh.
No.
Oh. But Arbiter finds out, and then Master Chief forces Arbiter to watch My Little Pony, and then Arbiter's like, you know what? This show isn't half bad, actually. So essentially, I'm going to assume John's a brony, and that he just turned Arbiter and Master Chief into bronies.
Screw you!
That was a great episode. That was one of the better Arbiter and Chief episodes I've seen in a while.
Speaking of ponies, I got an early birthday present yesterday.
Come on, yeah, you were talking about this, that Walmart has ponies, and I said, who cares?
Yeah, Walmart has... My Walmart has pony toys now. But that wasn't my birthday present. I got...
Yes, of course.
Walmart did not give me that good of a present. But I got the Pinkie Pie RC car.
What the hell is that?
What is that?
It's an RC car. It's an RC car. With Pinkie Pie on it, I would assume. Yeah.
Here, I can get it.
You know, I'm not going to hate because I don't like hating. But, I mean, I can respect if people want to buy pony toys. I'm just not that brony that would buy them.
Bullshit. No. If you had money, you would buy all of them.
Michael, all I have is like a shirt and like a mat I made myself.
Keep saying that to yourself, Joshua.
That's Michael. What other pony memorabilia do you know I even have? I literally don't have anything else besides the mat I made and the 20% cooler shirt.
Wait. I want to talk to Tom about something.
Go for it.
How the hell do you not know what a bird in a hand is worth two in the bush?
To be fair, Michael, I didn't know what it meant when I first heard it, so I can't.
When I first heard it, I thought it was something sexual, really.
It doesn't make any sense, and I'm not going to get into this again because it annoyed me last week.
Tom gets annoyed really easy. I've noticed that.
I've never heard of an annoyed British guy before, so I'm going to try to push his buttons.
I don't think that's a good idea. Yeah, really.
Go on, bring it.
Come at me, bro.
Colton's been a little quiet for a while. Why don't you,
Colton?
Talk
Colton, make sure that soundbite of Tom saying "Come at me, bro" comes in the next intro.
Okay, I'll do my best. And you going? What? Or whatever it was.
Wait, what?
What
did I say?
I forget. I'll find it later. It was just this little subtle word, just one single word. And
yeah. Huh?
Do you want me to give you a new one for your? Because considering you used my one.
No, but you shouldn't be forcing it out. It has to be natural.
No. I'm just going to do a new one. Your intros are shit.
cut that from the podcast about 1 hour, 2 minutes.
No.
Cool story, bro.
Considering you used that one on that. I would, if you made a good intro, I wouldn't mind.
Listen, Tom, listen. No. If you could make a better one, why don't you do it?
No,
you got a point. You're hating on his music, but then you don't make any.
Do you not realize that this?
There's
one
a reason
complete...
I don't.
Do you not realize that this was a joke?
Really?
The intro. I made it. I made it terrible.
This intro was weird.
I made it purposely terrible.
It was really like it didn't even make any sense.
Yeah, I just threw a bunch of random sound effects together.
You might as well put circus bells there.
It's like you found like a random radio soundboard and just started pressing buttons.
Basically.
And yet one of the buttons had my voice. That's creepy.
At least the button didn't have testimony about that one guy who got fired for having AIDS.
What?
Wait, what?
Do you not remember the? Did you? Any of you guys watch Family Guy?
I occasionally. Yeah.
Do you remember the episode where Stewie and Brian become like DJs on like a radio?
Oh yeah, I know. Stewie
accidentally presses a button from like the testimony of the one guy who got fired from his job for having AIDS.
Yeah, I remember that one.
That was one of the greatest things I've ever heard.
Is Stewie like your national hero over there, Tom?
No.
I don't know why he would be.
Why would that? Yeah. That's not even a good question.
I think he thinks that Stewie sounds British.
No. I don't like Stewie.
How come?
Nah. Peter's the best.
Peter is... I hate Peter.
Of course, everybody's gonna love Peter better than Stewie.
I hate Peter. I prefer Stewie over Peter.
No, you hate Peter because you don't like retarded people.
First off, that's a terrible word to use. Second off,
that's
I hate Peter because
say.
He's a because he's a white clone of Homer Simpson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, he's more funnier than Homer Simpson.
No, he's not.
Because he's not. Family Guy is more crude than The Simpsons, and crude humor isn't always funny.
Yeah, it is sometimes.
Sometimes. So it's like, doesn't mean Peter's always funny. Sometimes he's just stupid for the sole purpose of being stupid.
Just stating the facts.
It doesn't work unless I said it because I was the one talking.
Exactly. Yeah.
I've gone this whole episode without doing it yet, which is kind of scaring me.
There hasn't been the chance to use it, though.
There hasn't been the chance.
Yeah.
No, I'm sure there has been a chance, but I just did not notice it.
Maybe.
Now so I feel like if I say it now, it's gonna just be like forced out.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. You talked about it too much.
Alright, yeah. So anybody download the new DLC for Skyrim?
Nope.
No.
Oh, well, I'm gonna talk about it.
You have to understand. Go ahead, talk about it.
Well, it's not that bad. I mean, it's just a bunch of new achievements, and you get to build your own house.
Oh,
but,
wow.
But, you know, it's not that bad.
That sounds stupid. Wait, is that literally it? Just you build a house and new achievements?
It's Minecraft.
Yeah, you...
Yeah, really? Like, oh, wow.
Basically, they like the Minecraft aspect so much that they put in Skyrim.
What?
I hate Skyrim.
That just
Skyrim.
Sounds really dumb.
Why do you hate Skyrim? It's basically a fucking blowjob to England.
What?
What? What? How does that even work? They're like Norsemen.
But they talk all British-like.
That's a Norse accent. That's not Whatever. Even close to Britain. See, Michael, I hate you because you put me into situations where I have to defend freaking Britain.
Why isn't Tom defending Britain? That's what I don't understand.
Because it would be so stereotypical.
For some reason, my hometown is trending on Twitter.
What?
Why is that?
What?
I don't know.
Why are you on Twitter?
Did somebody commit mass suicide over there?
Mass suicide. I want to see that.
Nope.
How does one person commit mass suicide, Michael? Explain that one to me.
I don't know. He just says something and everybody commits suicide.
This isn't Code Geass.
What?
What?
Have you never watched... Oh, come on. No one here has watched Code Geass.
What?
I hate you all. I hate every last one of you. Go to hell.
You love us.
That was an amazing anime.
I've recently added a column to TweetDeck.
TweetDeck?
TweetDeck. Do you know what TweetDeck is? Anybody?
You do realize I don't care about Twitter, right?
Well, anybody? Tom?
Well, you can talk about me because I care about Twitter.
Well, you only have one follower.
You're an asshole.
Never mind, just drop it. It's lost its effect. Not you having one follower, just me talking about TweetDeck.
I don't like you guys.
Hey, Tom, how about... Why haven't you given me my shout-out yet?
Nah, you know that's not gonna happen.
Why?
You're gonna make poor Colton cry, and he's like the baby of this podcast.
I think Tom's pissed off.
Don't come up to me and ask for a shout-out. It's not gonna happen.
So what do I have to do to get a shout-out?
You're not gonna get one. So nothing. I'm just trying to work out why it's trending. It's weird.
Tom is fixated.
Somebody must have did something over there that's trendy.
I know, but I don't know what. That's the thing.
Well, how do you not on top of your hometowns know about?
I don't know what's going on right now.
Are you sure you didn't, like, not hear a giant explosion happen?
No, I don't know. I've got my headphones on.
You didn't hear any Arabs suicide bombing something?
Wow. No. I've got my headphones on.
I didn't know your headphones hold up to a 20-ton bomb.
Yep, they do.
What?
My new column. I think I found out.
It just shows tweets of people using the word defiantly. And a lot of people, I think they're trying to use definitely.
I think they're misspelling it, that's why.
But it's really funny.
Okay, I think I found the reason. It's apparently the some bloke on the X Factor that was from Worthing. Big deal.
Ooh, yes.
I feel disappointed.
Well, the X Factor sucks balls, that's why.
What, did you think your hometown was just a little more important?
Nope.
Then why are you disappointed?
Well, because it's for the X Factor. I hate the X Factor.
Okay.
It's so bad.
You want to know what's bad?
What?
Applejack.
What?
Oh!
Why?
I'm just messing with you, okay. Cole. But seriously, she sucks.
So you want to start wrapping up?
Yeah, we're at hour and 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Colin, make sure to sign us off first.
Yeah, okay. So we have a Twitter, which is at STF Podcast. If you have questions or intros or whatever, anything else, our email is stfpodcast@gmail.com. We...
Don't forget to send your themes and questions there.
Yes, because you haven't been already, so...
Yeah, really. We've had a massive amount of theme songs and love letters.
We need more theme songs.
Yeah, one person listening, send us all the theme songs that you can make.
Or say hi.
Yeah, or just send us something.
Yeah.
We'll do anything.
We have a YouTube channel, which is STF Podcast, and we have a Facebook page.
Which we do, yes.
Yes, and I will link that. Everything will be linked.
Wicked.
Yeah.
Very nice.
I hope that you have enjoyed hearing us state the facts for a sixth time.
Yep.
Oh, Joshua did it.
He forced it.
Yeah
he
did. Forced.
It sucked.
I'm sorry. I need to keep my record.
Okay. So we're gonna
epic
go.
Fail.
We're gonna go play some trials or something.
Yeah.
Wow, Tom seems so happy about this.
Let's do this!
Whoa! Yeah!
Okay.
Let's fucking do this!
Okay, let's go.
Peace.
Alright, bye everybody.
See ya.